AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Kenosha County, Wisconsin District Attorney Michael Gravely says no charges will be filed against white police officer Rustin Shesky in last August shooting that left Jacob Blake, a black man, paralyzed and touched off sometimes violent protests in the city. Gravely says his prosecutors could not disprove self-defense, especially since Blake admitted to having a knife.
Jacob Blake, in all of the times he spoke to DCI, admits he possessed a knife. Even tells us at different times he had the knife in different hands at different times.
The shooting led to protests in the next several days, with some businesses being burned, and then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse charged in fatal shootings of two men and the wounding of a third. He pleaded not guilty today. Two key Senate runoff elections being held today in Georgia.
We voted for normalcy. We want things to become normal again.
That sound from WSB. Republican Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are being challenged by Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. If both Democrats win, then the Senate will be split, giving President-elect Joe Biden's party control in Congress. Some taxpayers say their coronavirus relief checks went to a wrong account.
The payments started going out last week, with the IRS saying direct deposits would take several days. A number of taxpayers who use services like TurboTax and H&R Block say they checked the IRS website for a status update and found the money was sent to accounts they didn't recognize. One woman in Dallas says TurboTax told her if she paid her tax preparation fees with her refund due, instead of paying up front, the relief payment may have gone to a TurboTax bank. It's unclear how many people were affected. The IRS says the payments are automatic, and people should not contact either the agency or their banks with payment timing questions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. American Airlines bans most emotional support animals.
American Airlines says it will allow animals in the cabin free of charge only if they are trained service dogs. While the change is already in effect, passengers who already bought tickets can fly with a companion animal until February 1st. The move follows a similar decision by Alaska Airlines, and other carriers will likely do the same. The number of passengers flying with companion animals grew rapidly in recent years, with some saying the animals helped them overcome anxiety and other issues. Passengers only needed a note from a health professional to be allowed to bring their pet on board. I'm Shelley Antler.
College football playoff executive director Bill Hancock says the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State is still a go for Monday night. That's amid a report that the Buckeyes are having COVID-19 issues. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.